Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is your Tuesday edition of the Locked On NHL podcast. Joe DiBiase from Locked On Sabres, joined as always by Mike DiStefano from Locked On Leafs. Mike, how are we doing on this fine Tuesday morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Watch some Curb Your Enthusiasm lately.
I was gonna. You know what's funny? I'm actually like I've watched a couple episodes, but I haven't watched the entire series. But for whatever reason, that's a saying that I say a lot at work. Like we just say it anytime someone says pretty good. That always That's just the way you say it now, right?
Yeah. That's absolutely right. That's my I have like a Christmas sweater with that pretty good on it. Definitely suggest or recommend watching that in full. I love that show. I've probably seen it twice through. Today on this show, we've got a kind of a version of what we did last week, a Metropolitan Division super draft between me and Mike. We drafted last week the Atlantic Division. We put a poll up on Twitter. It's pretty even. But you end up seeing the results of the poll. I think maybe I got the edge by just a little bit, but I mean, it was within the margin of error, if I can use election speak here. So I think
it was also from your Twitter. So a little bias with your followers.
That's right. And like, that might not be a lot, but it was only a couple of percentage points difference. So that could have made that up. You're right. So I thought we were pretty even anyway. We'll see. So we did that last week. If you want to check that out, you can find that on my Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports, or you can listen to the last episode. We have a top 50 list of the best 50 players in the NHL coming out. It's a network wide kind of initiative here in the off season that'll give us some content a little bit later in the off season that I think will be coming next week, but we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks as well. If you've heard us reference it, wondering why we're not doing that yet, that's on the way. But today we're drafting the Metropolitan Division. And real quick before we get going here, anything you found like looking through the list of players compared to the Atlantic, I felt like it wasn't as deep almost at every position for the Metropolitan,
except right D. There is a lot of really good right D in this division. That's where it's loaded up, I think. So we're gonna end up with a good right side. The left side, there was some decent players, but I think there's a good drop off after about maybe pick 3 and 4.
Completely different from the Atlantic.
Yeah, absolutely. Like completely different when it comes to D. The goaltending is deeper, unlike the Atlantic, where it was really just two guys. And then like I stuck you last week with having to pick. Who'd you end up taking?
I took Ullmark and Spencer Knight.
Yeah, like Ullmark was the big drop off after Carey Price. So you know, here you at least there's 4 or 5 really good options in net here. There's some good depth though. Good depth.
Yeah. Real quick, by the way, before we jump into the draft here, my buddy was driving through Pennsylvania on Saturday, and he texted me, and because a lot of these betting websites, that's not our esteemed partners at betonline.ag. He texted me, he's like, "Hey, do you want me to make any bets while I'm here?" And I looked through real quick and I'm like, "Yeah, make one for me." That bet was Linus Ullmark to win the Vezina at +4,500. Love that bet. I know I'm the highest on Ullmark in the world probably, but starting goalie on the Boston Bruins, who are going to be a Stanley Cup contender, +4,500. I don't even know if you need to know who the goalie is for that to be some pretty damn good odds. It was like that one of the last starting goalies in the league in terms of odds for that. So
there's a chance. You got a chance there. I'll tell you that. I'll say that. It's
goalies. Every year there's a guy that you wouldn't think of it, right? Like Robin Leonard was a Vezina candidate a couple years ago. Philip Grubauer was this past season. If I told you 2 years ago that Philip Grubauer was going to be a Vezina candidate, you might be like, really? Varlamov. Like guys have those years. Like even those middle tier goalies a lot of times have those years, so we'll see. But just wanted to let everyone know that I do have action on that. I'm putting my money where my mouth is on Linus Ullmark. All right. So since I went first in our Atlantic Division draft, Mike is going to go first in the Metropolitan Division draft. We're filling out an entire roster, 4 centers, 4 left wings, 4 right wings, 6 defensemen, and 2 goaltenders. And it'll be a snake draft style. So when Mike goes first, then I'll go second and third. He'll go fourth and fifth. I'll go sixth and seventh and so on and so forth. So Mike, you are on the clock, the first overall pick in our Metropolitan Division Super Draft.
And I'm going to go with a man who went number one overall in the 2005 NHL entry draft, and that's Sidney Crosby. I still think Crosby is one of the best in the world, and I want Crosby on my team. He can do everything and anything. So we're going to have Sidney Crosby be my captain, be my number one pick, and lucky to have him.
With the second and third picks, I'm going to go Matthew Barzal with my second pick to be my number one center. Love the player. He is exciting to watch, even on a team that kind of can suppress some of that offensive firepower on their team just with their style. Barzal really shines through. I think his point totals would be maybe even higher on if he played on a team that wasn't the New York Islanders. But he does great there. He's going to be my number one center. And on his left side, I'm going to pair him with Artemi Panarin is my 1-2 on my top line. I think Panarin is the best winger in this division. Maybe not by a lot, but I would definitely consider him the best winger in the division. So I'm going to put him on the left side with Barzal, which means you are up at 4.
Yeah, Panarin was going to be my pick there. I was hoping that he would get to me at 4. He does not. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and I'm going to do something that everybody's always wanted to see. And we see it sometimes in some all-star games. Mm-hmm. But let's go with Alex Ovechkin, baby. Let's go and get the man who I believe is going to become the greatest goal scorer of all time, not only in our thoughts and our minds and adjusted era statistics, but I legitimately think this guy signing a 5-year deal is going to be sticking around strictly to beat that Wayne Gretzky goal totals. I think he does it. And I want him on my team. We'll have Crosby and Ovechkin on the same team. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So with my next pick now, see, this is where it gets tricky. Gets a little tricky after here. Man, it gets so tricky. Also, right wing, nothing.
Right. Right wing is that like was 10 something. Guys that I feel like are all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go with Aho. I'm going to take Sebastian Aho.
Ooh, good pick.
I love Aho. Another guy who's like very situational too, but I think this guy has such a high ceiling. So we're going to go with Sebastian Aho, a little bit of a do it all type guy.
Yep, love Aho on the Hurricanes. The last player offer sheeted in the NHL. I think he's coming up on a deal maybe in the next year or two.
A 5-year deal, right?
Or 5-year deal, you're right. I don't know why I had it in my head as 3-year deal. Someone similar said the 3-year deal. Barzal maybe even. I don't know. So Crosby, Aho, and Ovechkin to start for Mike. I, with my next two picks, by the way, I was looking it up while you were talking there. Bet Online did put up an Ovechkin to break Gretzky's goal record bet. So if you bet it, you're going to have that action for a long time. It's not going to pay out for years if it does, but they've got it up at yes, plus 200, no, minus 300. So they're weighing it towards no. I believe he's going to do it. Plus 200 is not crazy odds. It's not plus 4,500 like my Allmark Vezina bet, but if I were going to bet that, I would be on yes. All right. So that leaves me with my next pick, which is going to be the 6th overall pick. And I'm going to go to the blue line. I am going to pick Adam Fox. I'm picking 2 New York Rangers, the defending Norris winner, who really, I don't want to say broke out because his rookie year, I think he was one of the best defensemen in the NHL too, but he definitely was better last year. Really arrived on the scene the last couple of years as an elite guy. And I think even though the right side of that blue line is very deep, I think he's the best player left on the board overall. So I'm going to grab Adam Fox. Perfect modern day defenseman, by the way, can skate, can move. I mean, the passing is always on target. He's got a good shot, good mind for the net. Number one power play, penalty kill, all situations. He's a great defenseman.
Question. Quick question.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that when you look at, let's say, like the success of a player and how much production a player has, do you take into account how much power play points they have comparatively to points at 5-on-5 and weigh that against them?
I generally do. Not all the time, but when it's extreme circumstances. Like there was a couple year stretch there where Brent Burns was putting up 80 points, but 50 of them were like an insane number. That's just a number. I don't have that offhand, but like a huge number of them was on the power play. That yes, that can happen for me. Fox, though, I'm not sure why. Do you know offhand that a lot of that is power play?
Actually, no, Adam, but he's like almost 50-50. He's got 23 points are on the power play. 22 of his points were at
even strength,
which means a couple of shorthanded points too. Had a shorthanded goal. Wow. So like I said, he could do it all. Situational.
Yeah.
Love it.
And that buys me a little bit of time for my next pick. And I'm going to go on the left side of my blue line.
I think the
left side is a lot weaker than the right side. So this is kind of a value pick. I mean, it might not be the best player left on the board, but very underrated player, maybe the most underrated player in the league. I'm picking Jacob Slavin of the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm impressed if you were going to snipe him next, because that is not like a superstar name in the league. I think he maybe deserves it, but he doesn't get a lot of the credit. Slavin, man, I mean, perfect. Like a lot of the things I just said about Fox, not as dynamic of a skater and as a playmaker, but all the other traits are there for what you want as a number one defenseman.
Slavin is one of my favorite defensemen in the league. I'm like, some would call me a closet Hurricanes fan because a lot of my favorite players, like the way that they play, I just love it. And Slavin is one of those guys who I've been banging the table for this guy for years. When he signed that deal a few years back, it was what, like a 5-6 year deal or something like that, with five and change. Like people are like, oh my God, you're paying Jacob Slavin that. I'm like, God, they got Jacob Slavin for that. Like that was how I felt about it. I was like, a year from now, that's going to be an absolute steal. And it is, especially now when you take a look at what defensemen are being made, being paid, especially the first top pairing defenseman, Jacob Slavin. Like I contemplated on taking him just because the left side is very bleak, but I ended up going Aho thinking, maybe he'll leave it. And I could get him in the next round, and you went ahead and you sniped him. But I'm going to attack the left side too, so I don't get too screwed here. And I'm going to take Zach Werenski, the defenseman from the Columbus Blue Jackets. I still think Werenski is just an outstanding defenseman. Like what, last year he led all of all defensemen in goals with like 20 goals, so he could kind of quarterback a power play there, situational, can kind of do a little bit of everything. So Werenski's going to be my first pick here. And then with my second pick, I'm going to double down on left defense just strictly because of how shallow this is. And I don't want to be in a situation. Actually, you know what? No, there's another player that I think I can get a little bit later. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get Jake Guentzel. Jake Guentzel is going to be my next pick. And I think Guentzel is incredibly underrated. Mm-hmm. I think Guentzel is one of the best players in this division. I'm not sure how high you had him ranked, but he's somebody who goes out there and he's a point per game player, and he can do it with or without Crosby. That's what I think is quite amazing about Guentzel. You know, when Crosby was missed some time, he ended up having to fill in. When Malkin missed time, he had to end up filling in at the center position. So he can do both. He's versatile. You know, he can play on the power play. So Jake Guentzel is going to be my pick there. I'm going to use him as a left wing designation.
All right. He was my highest rated left winger left. Just to give you a little bit of background there. All right. So Werenski and Guentzel to Mike. I am up for two, and I'm going to go back to the left side of my forward group. More value, I think, here. I'm going to go Andrei Svechnikov for my second line left winger. Maybe a little early for him, but I'm not liking what I'm seeing on the depth in this division on the left side. And I think there's maybe more to be had there with Svechnikov. But even if I'm just going based on what he's been so far, last year and the year before that, just a tad under a point a game player, good goal scorer in the league, good hands. I think with the playmaking center, what like he has with Aho, that's he's almost a point a game player in the league. And on the left side right now, I've got guys that, you know, are great playmakers, are great goal scorers, but I think Svechnikov is the most well-rounded offensive player that was left. So he's going to be my first pick there. And then with my next pick to be his centerman, I'm going to go with Evgeny Malkin. I don't know what version we're going to get of Malkin coming off this injury back next season, but I mean, until I see that he's not the same player, I'm going to assume that he's Evgeny Malkin. Even last year, playing through an injury for a stretch of the 33 games he played, he still ended up with 28 points. In the year, how many years before that? 4 or 5 years before that? Over a point a game player. He's been over a point a game player for almost his entire career. And I know he's 34 years old, but that guy, I think, has been slept on his entire career, has been living in Sidney Crosby's shadow. And I'm not sure he'll ever get the credit he deserves as an elite centerman in the sport. He's one of the best 2-3 centers in the league the last 15 years. And I think he's still playing at a high level, not as high maybe as he once was, but still high enough to where as my second line center, I love it. So I'm going Svechnikov and Malkin on my second line.
I agree with all of that, except where you don't think he's going to get the credit. I think he gets the credit. Like it's, for years, I mean, Crosby Malkin was known as the best and second best center in the NHL. Like it just was. They were so lucky to have those two down the middle. I think Malkin was considered a top 50 player when they did the top 100 list not too long ago, right?
No, that was a big thing, actually. And maybe that's where some of my resentment is coming from. He wasn't on the list.
Oh, he
wasn't on the list. I remember there was a big debate because I think Jonathan Toews snuck in at like 96th.
Yeah.
And everyone was debating Malkin versus Toews. Because they both have the cups, but obviously Toews is like the leader of the Blackhawks. So it almost became just like a philosophical, like intangibles debate, really.
But yeah,
he was left off.
Yeah, okay. I Malkin's an unbelievable player. I forgot
he's, he was left off. I think he, for clarification, but I do think he's a top 100 player of all time, if that needed to be said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
slight breaking news, because you might like this one. Looks like Tim Tebow is done.
I mean, did you see the blocks? I mean, how could you not?
I haven't strapped on pads in 10 years, but let me tell you, I'm pretty sure I could have done a far better job than Timothy Tebow did the other day.
I mean, I don't know nothing. I don't know what to say. If you watch the blocks, if you saw the blocks, you know why I'm laughing. It's just, it's so bad. It was so bad. All right, Tebow released by the Jaguars, and Mike is up for two with Crosby, Ovechkin. What a combo there. Gensel, Aho, and Werenski.
Oh, yes, I have Werenski. I wrote down Slavin, but I have Werenski.
You're trying to snipe him in the...
I was. I already had him penciled in probably, and you just went ahead and you took him ahead of me. Yeah. Okay, so we got two picks coming in hot. Let's address the right side of this defense, and I'm going to go with Dougie Hamilton. Doug Hamilton, like I said, man, closet Pengs fan, which is why I was also a big fan of your Svechnikov pick. And I know Hamilton no longer Canes, obviously. He's now with the Devils, but same division, so we are still allowed to include him. But this is a guy who, like, legitimately, like, goal point per game the last 2 years, becoming one of the best all-around defensemen. He's just an absolute darling when it comes to the numbers as well. So let's get Dougie Hamilton in to be my number one right shot defenseman. So I think a Werenski Hamilton pairing looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. And the right side is just putrid, eh?
One's picked a right winger yet.
No, I don't think I have to either, just because I can like save him for later and get just as good quality. So I'm actually going to get my third line centerman,
okay,
and be really happy with this guy as my shutdown centerman. I'm gonna take Sean Couturier.
Love it. Yep.
Yeah.
Was my number one center left.
Yeah, he's one of the best shutdown two-way guys in the league, but he can also score with the best of them. So getting Couturier as on a third line, kind of a shutdown role, I love that pick. So gonna make it Hamilton, Couturier. Those are my selections.
All right. That was going to be my next pick. Couturier is my third line center. I'm going to go Sean Couturier light maybe as my next pick. I'm going to pick Vincent Trocheck.
I knew it.
To be my third line center, kind of in the same mold of player. Trocheck does it a little bit differently. Couturier is more like that big gangly, like possession type player. But Trocheck a little bit smaller, speedier. So they kind of play the same role in the same style, but they do it in different ways. I've always liked Trocheck as a player. I really wanted the Sabres to acquire him when Florida moved him. I couldn't believe Florida moved him in the first place. And ended up with like Sam Bennett being their number two center. The point totals have been there too. He's never been over a point a game player, but he's had a 75 point season this past year, 43 points in 47 games. When you give him power play opportunities, he could be that level of good on offense, and he's a great all around player. So love Trocheck. Vinny Trocheck is my third center, and I'm tempted to go to the right wing. I'm not going to do it. Hamilton would have been the best player on the board. So I could have gotten away with going with the right side of the defense, except despite the fact that it's really deep right now. I'm going to go with a left shot defenseman that is very sneaky good. I'm going to go Adam Pellick.
You took my next pick.
We're on the same wavelength here though, so far. Yeah. Like these are not big names but they're damn good. Like I've got two defensemen in Slavin and Pellick that they're never in the Norris conversation, but why are they never in the Norris conversation? Because if a lot of people, a lot of writers you stare at the point totals.
Yeah,
and they don't score. 30 to 35 points, those guys don't get votes a lot. But that doesn't mean to me that they are not legit top pair defensemen, because that's what I believe Pellick is. They just signed him last week, I think, to a pretty good contract.
Yeah.
What is the contract? I had it off the top of my head. 5.75 like million.
Yeah.
I mean, like you mentioned with Slavin earlier, like that is incredible value for the league. And I know we don't have the cap on these teams, but I love Pellick and he's going to be my second pair left shot.
Whereas they with Pellick too, like he really broke out this year. Like yes. This was his breakout year, you know, during the playoffs, he was outstanding. So, you know, if this is his trajectory and he keeps building off of this season, that's going to be tremendous, tremendous value for the New York Islanders. Okay. So my next two picks, I'm going to go.
You sounded so confident when you said go, and then the next thing out of your mouth was just the complete opposite.
I'm staring at my right side. I'm just like, it's barren. Just absolutely barren. But like, we're in the same boat where I'm just like, I'm just going to fill out
It's a staring contest right now. Yeah. On the right side.
And then go to it. You know what? I'm going to shore up kind of a little bit more on the defensive side, because I think there's one more left winger that's kind of in that top tier who's somewhat like on the bubble. So I'm going to make sure that I get him so that you cannot and, you know, build a massive left side here. So I'm going to go with Ivan Provorov as my next pick from the Philadelphia Flyers. So Provorov is going to be that pick. And then I'm going to go goaltender and I'm going to take the first goalie.
Ooh.
We're going to go see, there's two goalies. I don't know who I want. And it's probably the same two that you're deciding between as well. Mm-hmm. I assume you think there's two goalies.
Yes. I think there's two, and then maybe not a huge gap, but a gap.
Yeah. Them. Yeah. I agree with that. But I'm going to roll the dice and I'm going to take Shesterkin.
Okay. One of the two I was thinking of.
Yes. And I know obviously the other one who you're thinking of clearly. And I think that Shesterkin is going to become a perennial Vezina candidate. I do. Like, he's big. He's you know, a real talented goaltender. I think that it was just a bit of a weird year this season, but you saw what he did when he first came to the league. I mean, the guy put up just disgusting numbers. Didn't he get like five, like a bunch of shutouts when he first got here? And he was amazing. So I think Shesterkin, I think, is going to be a top end goaltender in this league for a long time. So we're going to go with him as my other pick.
All right. So far the teams, Crosby, Aho, Couturier down the middle for Mike, Ovechkin and Gensel on the left wings. Zach Werenski, Dougie Hamilton, Ivan Provorov on the blue line, Igor Shesterkin and net. Did I miss anybody? I got them all right.
That's everyone.
And then for my team, Matthew Barzell, Evgeny Malkin, Vincent Trocheck down the middle, Artemi Panarin, Andrei Svechnikov on the left side. On the blue line, Jacob Slavin with Adam Fox and Adam Pellick on the second pair. So for my next couple of picks here, I still don't really want to go with the right wingers. I kind of want to push off on that. And I'm going to wait on goalie because even though I think there's a number one that's on the board, I don't think the gap is that big between him and the others. So I'm actually going to... I'm going to round out my left side of my blue line. It might be a little early to do that. And maybe I'm projecting out. This might be, now I'm second guessing myself. Now I'm second guessing myself. Maybe I want to wait. I'm going to wait. Okay. Well, what do I
do right now? By saying projecting out, I feel like I know who your player is going to be.
Yeah, I know.
Taking him in the next round. So
I'm gonna take the risk anyway, I guess. Okay. Well, I have two picks here, so maybe I'll make one of them. But I guess the first pick I'm gonna make here is Claude Giroux, who has been playing left wing the last couple of years. But I saw a chart on him the other day that he is still playing an elite level in terms of his possession and his two-way game, even though he switched really from the center to the left side, but still putting up the points, still a great playmaker. A little bit older than I think you want, but 33 and playing at the level he is. I've always loved Giroux as a player, and I'm happy to have him on my third line with Vincent Trocheck. Good kind of all around defensive line that can also score. And you know what? Yeah, I'll do it with my next pick. I'm picking Keandre Miller. Keandre Miller is going to be my next pick of the New York Rangers. He's going to be my third pair left shot defenseman. I didn't like any of the other names that I had available to me. I like Miller, even though the point totals weren't there last year, and he was definitely a little bit inconsistent as a rookie. There were some flashes. There was some good play in there. So I'm picking Miller next.
Ty Smith was going to be the player who I thought
would take
over Keandre Miller. To be honest with you, I project Ty Smith over Keandre Miller.
Okay,
but that's just me. But since you rounded out your left side, I do not have to take them anymore.
That's right.
And I can wait and I can take somebody else. So I am finally gonna dip my toes into the right wing market here. But which one do I want to take? Like, legitimately,
they're all the same.
They're just the same. I lied. I'm not doing that yet.
Okay,
we're gonna beef up the right side of my defense a little bit. Let's go with Chris Letang. I think Letang is still just an incredible defenseman. He's up there. I'm not gonna take Letang.
Ooh, the card handed to the commissioner.
All right,
maybe let's not. Stick maybe with it wasn't. All right,
we'll no, stick
it
with
was Letang. Still in the hand. It was in both of your hands. So if you want to rip it out,
okay, you make the decision.
You're fine to take Letang back if you want. You did it quick enough. Your hand was still on the chess piece.
Oh, man. Well, now I'm second guessing myself. It's like when you get a lotto ticket and you go to grab one, but it's not the one you meant to grab. But then you're like, what if this is the winner? Now I need to keep this one and buy the other one as well. And then you end up losing on both. But okay, let's keep Letang.
I mean, he's a great player. He's still a great player.
You know what? No, I'm not. I'm not going to keep Letang because I think he's okay. Too injury prone for me to take him this early. So I'm actually going to go with John Carlson. I think Carlson is probably the better pick here. You know, kind of on the right side, give myself a nice little player next to Hamilton. I think Carlson and Provorov would actually be a great pairing together as well. So let's go with John Carlson as my one pick. And then my other pick, I'm going to go with, I'm going to finally take a right winger. Okay. And I'm going to take Anthony Mantha.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go Mantha. And like I said, is Mantha the best right winger out here? Maybe. I actually have no idea because there's four guys that are all in the exact same tiering. But I need a right winger. I think Mantha can score. He's a big body. He can hit. So I'm going to go with Anthony Mantha. And that's going to be my pick.
Okay. No, I think he was my number one right winger. I mean, again, we've mentioned a couple of times. They're all kind of very close. And it depends what you're looking for. For a goal scorer, he was the best player on the board. And the Capitals saw that. I mean, they paid a big premium at the trade deadline to get him as another finisher with Alex Ovechkin. So I like it. I don't know if you were going to want to put him with Crosby or with Ovechkin. That'd be insane for Sid to have those two shots on his left and right side. But I do like the pick. He would have been my number one right winger. And I guess maybe the floodgates open a little bit here because my next two picks are going to be right wingers. And they're kind of in a different mold than Mantha. Mantha is the big finisher with the incredible shot. I'm going to go with two guys that are faster, that are good puck carriers, good playmakers, stick handlers. I'm going to go Teuvo Teravainen with my first pick here to play on the right side with Barzal and Panarin. I just envision a line like that. Teravainen, Barzal, and Panarin, just like a bunch of bees just buzzing around in the offensive zone. You just can't get your hands on them. They're just all around the cycle. I love that comp, that trio for my first line. And then with my second pick, I'm going to go Travis Konecny of the Philadelphia Flyers. Very fast. I mean, he might be one of the fastest players in the sport, but because he doesn't put up the point totals like a McDavid or a McKinnon, he doesn't get as much credit for that. But that I've loved that guy since I watched him in juniors. He played for Ottawa, I think, the 67s. Yep. So I would have saw him once or twice. I think once probably when I went to see McDavid play, when McDavid was with the Erie Otters. And he stood out as a junior player. And I remember wanting the Sabres to pick him with their other first round pick that year, because just watching him that one time. And if I remember right, the Don Cherry, Bobby Orr, like prospect game that they have every year, he was like the best player on the ice. So he's been, he's been great really even before the NHL. And we're not talking elite offensive skill, but good enough. 61 points in 66 games 2 years ago. 34 points in 50 games this year. I mean, you're probably a 50 to 60 point player. So I love the speed. I love the player, and he's going to be my next right wing here.
I'm going to also go back to the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take, am I going to do this? Ooh, no, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to take Brian Rust, and Rust is actually going to be, okay, he's going to play with Crosby and Ovechkin, just because, okay, Crosby and Rust have worked out really, really well the last couple of years. And then I can play Mantha alongside Gensel and Aho.
Yep.
I think that'll be a really strong line too.
That's a great line. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I'm going to build out this team here. And then with my third, my second pick, I'm going to finish up my centerman. Actually, and I'm going to take Mika Zibanejad.
Okay. The most hated man in Buffalo right now, because we're sick of seeing him in Eichel trade proposals from Ranger fans.
Bad, baby. Did you know he's a DJ?
I did not. Is he really?
I think his name is literally DJ Zbaz.
It was sitting right there for him. I mean, how could you not? Ben, he's one of those rare players. Like Brad Marchand did this, but I can't really think of anybody else where, like, their sixth, seventh year in the league, like 25 years old, they just exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very rare, but he did it. 1 year left in his contract with the Rangers. So they have a decision to make there. By the way, speaking of Zibanejad and Sabre fans right now, did you see the billboard that went up yesterday?
I did see that.
They're so annoying. I kind of respect it. I really do respect it. But holy cow, Ranger fans, bloggers. I'm talking to John Chick this morning from Locked On Rangers about some of this. Like, holy cow, they're not annoying, maybe isn't the right word, but in your face is definitely the way it's been going. There's a billboard next to the Sabre Arena that says Free Jack. So, and it's got the Rangers colors and everything on it. So that's funny. All right. So Mike's done at center. Crosby, Aho, Couturier, Zibanejad. That's damn good.
Good.
Yeah. There's going to be more offensive firepower than I can match for sure. At least down the middle. So I'm up for two, and I'm going to pick the guy that you decided to pull back even twice. I'm going to pick Chris Letang here as my my next selection behind Adam Fox on the right side. I think Slavin and Pellick, because they're that more, you know, not as flashy, just steady Eddie defenseman on the left side. I'm going to want a little bit more of a dynamic feel on the right side. And I've got that in Fox, and I feel like I'm getting that in Chris Letang as well. And then for, I guess I want to go, well, you have three, you have four centers. So I guess I don't have to pick my centerman here. Then I'll go back to, the right side, and I'm going to pick Josh Bailey. Josh Bailey is a very underrated player. He fits on that line with Trocheck and Giroux, is kind of like a shutdown third line. And Bailey's got the point totals, you know, 71 point season, 56, 43 in 68 games. Now I've got him listed at all three positions, and I checked on this. I went to Daily Faceoff to make sure he had been playing on the right side for the Islanders in last season. So I don't know if he's played more than one season on the right. He is a left shot, so he's been playing on his offside, but he did do it last year. So I'm pretty sure he's eligible for the right side. And I've got him playing with Trocheck and Giroux.
In selection. That was two, right?
Yeah, that was Letang and Bailey. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, my next pick, I think my third pick or my third right side, right winger, I'm going to go with Nick Palmieri, who, okay. I mean, technically he hasn't, I don't think he has actually signed with the Islanders yet, but there's rumors that like he has signed and Lou is just not submitting it because he doesn't want people to know what his cap situation is like.
I'm sorry. You meant Kyle Palmieri, right? By the way, just making sure.
Oh, absolutely. I meant Kyle Palmieri.
There is, because there is a Nick Palmieri.
Yes,
but he hasn't played in forever, I think. So
yeah,
I was assuming.
I meant Kyle Palmieri. Yes. Yeah. They're brothers, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, no, Kyle Palmieri is gonna be the pick there. And you know, Palmieri along with Couturier, I think that's forming up a pretty good shutdown third line there, which is what I'm trying to do here. And then let's go. I'm gonna snag the other goalie from you and try and have the best
it again.
Oh yeah. Well, because it's the only thing where I look and I see there's like tiers where there's one really good player left in that tier. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna do it. So I'm gonna snag Varlamov from you and have Shesterkin and Varlamov as the top two goalies in the division. I'll have them both on my team, and then I'll just go out there and just score a bunch of goals on you and not allow a lot.
I thought you might do it. I took the risk. I wanted Varlamov as my starting goalie, but again, I don't think there was as big a gap as.
I'll be curious to see who your next guy is. To me,
yeah,
there's a conversation to be had for the next guy, and I'll be interested to see who you pick.
I think you could make a case for like five guys, maybe as my starter now. Not a deep goalie division in the first place, really, right? I mean, well, I guess you just don't have the stars like you did in the Atlantic. Okay, so Varlamov as your 1A, 1B with Shesterkin, and then Kyle Palmieri, who has not signed yet, but I mean, right, there's rumors he's going back to Long Island, and he was most recently on Long Island, so that's he's definitely qualifies for the Islanders. I'm up for two. I am going to pick a guy to probably just play on my power play. I'm going to pick Patrick Laine as my fourth line left winger of the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think he is an elite shot and not much else. I think the rest of his game is not even maybe an NHL player. But the shot is unbelievable. It's undeniable. And I don't have a lot of snipers. Look around my team. Like Barzal, Teravainen, Panarin, Malkin, Konechny. Malkin's got a great shot, but Giroux, Trocheck. Like, these are a lot of fast guys that can skate and that play make. Svechnikov has got a great shot, and I needed another guy for my probably my number one power play unit to stay in there and rip one timers. So in a kind of a specialty role like that on a super team like this, I'm completely okay having Patrick Laine and my fourth line playing fewer minutes than everybody else at even strength. So yeah, kind of a specialty role for Laine there. And then I am going to, I'm going to go back to the right side of my blue line, and I'm going to pick a favorite of mine for years that has just recently been acquired in the division. I am going to pick Ryan Ellis.
Nice.
With my next pick of the Philadelphia Flyers. I've loved Ryan Ellis his entire career, and a lot of that is probably because I was a very small kid that played defense growing up. I mean, I'm still only 5'8", so the fact that I played D is pretty rare, even for like stupid like kid-level hockey like that. And I've always watched and admired Ellis because he's one of the smaller defensemen in the league, and he's great. He's great. He can skate, he can move, he can pass, he can score goals, and he's been doing it for a really long time. So I love Ryan Ellis, the player, and I think you could have argued Brett Pesce was the best right shot defenseman left on the board, but I went with a favorite of mine instead because they were close enough to me.
I have a different right shot defenseman.
Okay.
My pick, right?
It is your pick. Yep.
And so I might as well go ahead and take him, actually. It's Ryan Pulock. I think to me,
yes,
he was the best right shot available on the board. He was another guy who kind of had really showed off what he's got this year in the playoffs. I'm going to go back to the right side. No, I'm going to go left side. I still need some left wingers here. I'm going to go with Anthony Beauvillier.
Okay, love it.
Bit of an underrated pick here, but again, I'm trying to get a two-way type player. So Beauvillier, Couturier, and Palmieri now round out that third line, that shutdown line for me, mm-hmm. And I really like what I've got here.
RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate, quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Sabre games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On.
All right, so I am up for two picks here. I need a center, I need a right wing, and I need two goaltenders. And given that right wing is the only position that you also still need, I'm going to go to the right side for my fourth line. And I'm going to... Do I want to do it? It's kind of a... Tom Wilson is my pick here. I'm going to do it. I know, right? Like, the point totals are there. He can play with playmakers, and I think he's a good hockey player. I think the extra stuff, the hitting, the dirty hits is obscene, but he's a good hockey player. And on a fourth line, I'm happy to have him. No, I'm not happy to have him, but I feel like he fits. Anything on Wilson?
He'll help your team.
Yeah. Okay, and then I'm going to pick my first of two goaltenders here, and I am going to go with Jonas Korpisalo from the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think you could make a debate that he's not even the best Blue Jacket goalie, but I think they're pretty much neck and neck. Korpisalo has a little bit more sample size than Merzlikens does. I might pick Merzlikens as my other one, but I love Korpisalo as a player. He's not an elite goaltender by any means, but I think he's definitely a good starting goalie in the league. So Korpisalo is going to be my number one, well, at least 1A goalie. I'm probably going to have a timeshare on a team like this.
Interesting. I would make the argument that Elvis is the better of the two goaltenders, in my opinion. So I'm a little surprised that he went off the board. Well, not off the board. I mean, they're very similar goalies, I guess. But I'm surprised that you're more your team Korpisalo.
Yeah.
Racing Columbus.
I don't know. I think they're very, since they've both been there, their save percentage is, I think Merzlikens outranks him. But they're close enough. And I don't know, like Korpisalo, just maybe because he's done it longer. Like, well, I'm more sure of it.
Korpisalo, he's had,
last year was a struggle for him.
But, well, he's been healthy, right? Yes, whereas Merzlikens has not been the cleanest bill of health since he got to the NHL. But you remember, I was talking about Shesterkin, how he got to the NHL and just, you know, was amazing. Merzlikens, he started off a little bit slow, got sent down to the AHL, but then when he got called up, he had 5 shutouts in like a 7 or 8 game span.
Yeah, that's right.
Disgusting. He was so, so good. And I think that he can get there. Maybe with a new coach, it'll be more of an open competition. I know that Tortorella was more of a fan of Korpi, mm-hmm. and that's why Korpisalo ended up with the big starts and ended up in the playoffs. But we'll see what ends up happening and how it shakes out. It's an interesting situation, you know, the goalie tandem in Columbus. Were those both your picks? Did you make two there?
Yep, yes. Korpisalo and Tom Wilson.
So I'm going to round out my right side, and I'm going to get a penalty shot specialist just in case things go into a shootout. He's also an amazing human being and a pretty darn good player as well. I'm going to take TJ Oshie.
All right.
TJ Oshie is going to round out my right side. Let's round out my left side of my defense. Man, there's just a bunch of guys here. Maybe, do I need a penalty killer? I think I need a penalty killer.
Yeah.
I mean, Provorov can kill penalties.
Carlson, Werenski. I mean, you're okay, but
like, I don't need a power play guy because I've got Carlson and Hamilton, Dougie Hamilton.
Right. That's right.
So, like, I could go for someone who's a little bit more defensive minded, and I'm debating between two players. I'm going to let you make the pick. Okay. You let me know which of these two players you would select. Okay. Joel Edmondson or Brian Dumoulin?
I'd probably go Dumoulin.
Dumoulin or Brady Shea?
Ooh. I like Shea. I think maybe Shea. I don't know if he fits me, but I think he's a better player.
I'm going to go with Brady Shea. Brady Shea was the guy who I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So Brady Shea is going to end up being the pick there.
Okay.
And that rounds out my defense. And now, yeah, I just need one left winger. That's all I need left, right?
I like Shea there. Again, I don't know, like, if you're needing for like power play stuff, but I think he was the best defenseman left on the board there. All right. I'm going to finish off my center position with, I mean, is it as one of the more underrated players of his career, it's fitting that maybe he's like a last round pick, but I'm gonna pick Nicholas Backstrom to be my fourth line center. I don't know if he fits on a fourth line like that, but I mean, he's the best player available, and I thought he deserved to be picked. And I mean, if Line A's on my fourth line and Backstrom passes the way he does, for whatever ice time they get, that's going to be a lethal combination. So Backstrom is my fourth line center, and I'm going to reach back into Columbus for my other goalie. I'm going to pair Korpisalo with Merzlikens. They're going to split time. I'm going to go with the Columbus Netminders. I thought about Mackenzie Blackwood here, I thought about Carter Hart, but Hart just did not have had a. I mean, I don't know if he deserved being picked after the season.
You didn't think about Sorokin.
Not really. I like Sorokin, but how many games has he played? Like 15?
It's a smaller sample size, but
I guess I picked Cole Caulfield in the last draft, so I could have gotten away with it.
I like Sorokin a lot. Fred Anderson, now part of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, I thought about the Hurricanes tandem as well. If they kept Alex Nedeljkovic, honestly, I probably would have picked Nedeljkovic, but they gave him away. Again, though, I think after Shesterkin and Varlamov, you could have made a case for like seven guys.
Absolutely, which is why I wanted to put you in that position and why I did take both of them.
And I just picked the Columbus guys. You know, Columbus also didn't get a lot of representation in this draft. So
I took Werenski. I thought about taking Bjorkstrom, but I didn't.
Me too. He was on my board.
You took Line A.
Yeah. Oh, Line A, right, too. I don't ever think of him as Columbus because he's only played there for like half a season and he already wants. I mean, doesn't it already feel like that relationship is not going to be sticking long term?
Yep.
Send a 1 year deal or something. Yep. All right. So you need one left winger.
All right. Let's finish this thing off with Jacob Verana.
No. Detroit.
He was traded. No.
Yes. for your Anthony Mantha.
Oh. Wow. Okay. So I can't go Verana. Man, that changes everything.
Did we pick him in the Atlantic Division draft? I think I might have.
I don't know if we did or not.
He was on my board very high. If I didn't pick him, I got close to, but I'll double check.
I'm going to go with a guy who can put the puck in the back of the net. That's really what I think I'm going for with this team because I got a lot of goal scorers.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of goal scorers. I don't really have many like playmakers, now I think about it, but I don't really know. Like none of these guys I have on my board on the left side are like traditional playmakers.
Right.
So I'm just going to have to go with a guy who's just going to fire the puck a whole bunch of times. I'm going to go with Anders Lee.
Okay.
Anders Lee is going to be my final pick, the captain of the New York Islanders. Guy can fill the net. So we'll just create that offense from the back end and just have a bunch of guys shoot the puck.
Got some
people who can stand out in front of the net. And Mantha, Palmieri, Oshie stands out in front of the net. You know, you've got Ovechkin sitting in his spot. I like it. I like the team that I got here. It's not bad. I'm quite surprised, actually, that I picked Pavelier before I picked Anders Lee.
Yeah, Lee would play above him on the Islanders, but both
it's where
great
I slotted him. I wanted Bevilier, you know, he's a good two-way guy, plays responsibly defensively, so it's more of fitting him into the third line that I have here.
On that line, too, I think his speed fits a little bit better maybe than Lee does. All right, so to round out the teams real quick, Mike at center is Sidney Crosby. Well, I'll go by line. Crosby, Ovechkin, and Brian Rust up top. Aho, Gensel, and Mantha on the second line. Couturier, Beauvillier, and Palmieri on the third line. Zibanejad, Oshie, and Lee to round up the forward group. Werenski and Hamilton on the top pair. Provorov and Carlson, followed by Brady Shea and Ryan Pulak, Igor Shesterkin, and Semyon Varlamov in net. For me, Barzal, Teravainen, Panarin up top. Malkin, Konechny, and Svechnikov. Trocheck, Giroux, and Bailey. Backstrom, Tom Wilson, and Patrick Laine. And then on the defense, Jacob Slavin, Adam Fox, Adam Pellick, and Chris Letang, Keandre Miller, Ryan Ellis, and Annette, Elvis Merzlikins, and Jonas Korpisalo. Notable players that went undrafted, centerman, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Kevin Hayes, Jack Hughes, Brock Nelson, Jack Roslovich, player I love, Jean-Gabriel Pageau, wingers, Cam Atkinson, Chris Kreider, Alexis Lafreniere didn't get picked. Igor Sharangovich from New Jersey.
I thought about taking Laffy.
Yeah.
Instead of Lee here. Now, almost when you said it,
it would have been a sexier
felt
pick.
Like I should have went with Lafreniere. We make a swap. It was the last pick. Can I make a swap?
You want to trade swaps? We each get a swap here at the end because there's a guy actually I wish I didn't take.
Sure. Yes. I will take Lafreniere over Anders Lee.
Okay.
Because I need a playmaker anyways. And I think Lafreniere will be a solid playmaker. You put him with Zibanejad and TJ Oshie. That's actually a great line.
Yeah. And I'm gonna sub out my Tom Wilson pick. I don't feel good about it. I don't want him on my team. I'm gonna take Cam Atkinson. Just all right. Good all around player, good guy. You know, like he does everything well. Maybe doesn't do anything great, but just a good player. And again, I'm going for the size thing here. I love a guy that has overcome his size. And Atkinson at 5'8" has gone on to play 600 plus games and have 400 plus points, 40 goal season on Columbus, by the way, with John Tortorella. Like, I respect Atkinson wholeheartedly. All right. And then did I mention blue liners didn't get picked? I don't know. Did then Jacob Trouba, I guess. Adam Boqvist, who just got sent to Columbus, Dmitry Orlov. And we mentioned the goalies. Carter Hart didn't get picked. A year from now, Carter Hart might be the first guy picked in that, but not after that season we just had. All right. This was fun. I think, how did this one compare to you real quick to the Atlantic draft?
It was actually more difficult because there's really good center depth, really good left wing depth. The right side, right wing was awful. Left wing was awful. And goalies, it was just kind of a cluster.
Yeah.
So yeah, I this was probably more difficult.
You know, the other thing too, the Atlantic, you had a lot of great young players in their primes, like Matthews and Marner Larkin and Barkov and Kucherov, like all of Tampa. Tampa, I mean, itself was is like, it just threw a bunch of talent into that draft.
Yeah, this we got a bunch of vets, lots of vets, like Crosby, Couturier,
like older guys. Like a lot of the top players are like 30 to 35, and that makes it feel a little bit less sexy, I think. Just as a draft in general. And a lot of the young guys, like, they haven't taken off. Like, Jack Hughes hasn't taken off yet. Hart, I just mentioned, has not taken off yet. Miller is a little young. I picked him, but he hasn't reached his potential. He's only played 1 year. So
I'll be curious to see who wins this one, which vote ends up winning this one. Because I feel less good about this draft than I did the following one. Like last week, I felt pretty good. I was like, okay, I think I might have a better team. I think I had better defense and I had better goaltenders. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be good enough to kind of get the slight edge there. But now I'm looking at our two teams here. It's like, this is quite even. It'll be interesting to see how the voting shakes out.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can vote. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Sneaky Joe Sports. Mike is at Mickey_Canuck. The podcast account at Lockdown NHL Pods. Quickly, Mike, what do you got going on Locked On Leafs this week?
So Scott Wheeler just put out his top 50 prospects, not in the NHL. So I went ahead and I took a look at what Maple Leafs made the list. Only one lone Maple Leaf on that list. So we talked a little bit about that player. Don't want to spoil it on you. Just kidding. I'll spoil it. It was Nick Robertson. And so we went ahead. We talked about that player and Austin Matthews' wrist injury and their all or nothing documentary that's coming out also, which is going to be interesting. So talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I can't wait to see that. And then Lockdown Sabres, we talked about a billboard with John Chick. that's where we're at. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. I'll talk to you guys on Friday with Rachel Donner, and me and Mike will be back next Tuesday here on the Lockdown NHL podcast, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.